In Lubbock, I was I'd reached a point where I'd quit coaching, and I was a administrative assistant. I was an assistant principal in a big school, one of the best schools in Lubbock.
What school was that?
Evans Junior High.
Okay.
And so I really had this poor perfect setup and all like that. Good, everything going on. Had a good friend who worked with me. He was a science teacher, and we had worked together for a long time. And then when I went into the administration, he was still there. And he said, he was kind of, I could call him and say, hey, Ray, let's go to this. Let's go look at this place. Or let's right. go look at a point card like this. Or if I was working on something in the house, I'd call him. So he was a good friend. His friend was a brother to Ray, Dr. Culp.
Oh, okay.
So it was his brother. And
Ned Culp? Ned Culp, okay.
He had he was with the school board, and he'd ask anybody else out there, if any out of West Texas, because they were kind of wanting to get an administrator out there. Well, they called me to be, asked me to apply for the job. Administrative job, uh-huh. The superintendency. I knew I wasn't qualified for it. I was working on myself, working on my degree and everything like that. Yeah. But it was something that was kind of interesting. And So I thought, hey, I just apply, go down and get it. But we came down. Barbara loved this place. The minute we walked into this town, she thought it was perfect. She had lived in Medill's. They had spent all the time. Every time they went to Dallas, they went through
here.
Through this whole area, and all this. And she loved it. And when she was here, she had lost her allergies. Out in West Texas, she was lousy with allergies. Oh. But here, so it. And so, I came down and interviewed for the position. I knew I wasn't going to get it and all. But I said, hey, like that was something nice. And, and it was a vacation, like a weekend and all. Yeah. But we liked the place. And, of course, thought the world and all of Dr. Culp. Because he was a friend of one of the best friends I ever had.
Yeah. It was his brother?
His brother, okay. Ray. And so Ray said, well, it's messed up. He said, I got you involved in something. He said, I sure hope you don't get the job. And I knew I wouldn't, so I knew they were getting some of the other one. And a lot of people thought that Mr. Mitchell and I knew each other, but I never knew Mr. Mitchell until the other. Well, they decided that they told me that I was not going to be given the job as superintendent. I knew that. But they said, we want you to be a high school principal in a couple of years, or in a year. And so they gave me the job. I mean, came all the way to Lubbock, and every one of them was there. And I was out in my shop working when they walked in, and they came out to my shop, and my wife told them where I was. They came out, and I was welding or doing something, and I couldn't believe that they had driven all the way out there just to see me and to say, we want you to be high school principal. But when I got here,
do you remember who it was that came out there?
Every one of them.
All the school boards.
Leon and every one of them.
Yeah. And what year was that?
I guess it's 71.
Okay.
But that made me feel good that they wanted it enough. But when we finally got it, it was Dr. They were having a little bit of problem with the high school principal. Yeah. That he was having some problems.
Linker? Huh? Who it was? Was it Mr. Linker?
Mr. Linker. Yeah. But Mr. Mitchell was a type that you just don't get rid of somebody. I didn't know that I was to be replaced. They said, we're thinking of you as being a high school principal in a year's time. Well, I finally took a job as the middle school principal with the understanding that I would get the high school principal the next year. But I went to Mr. Mitchell, you don't do that as an administrator. You don't come into a place and take somebody's job.
Yeah.
It's not kosher. It's just not done.
Right.
And I told Mr. Mitchell, I said, I will not take somebody's job and have him fired simply to please me.
Yeah.
I said, I can't do that. And he said, I've been wondering about this. And he said, so he set it up with that point that I would be there for, I would take elementary and middle school. I had three jobs. I was elementary principal, I was a middle school principal, and I was a tax assessor. And that was why they gave me a raise. Otherwise, they couldn't even offer me the same amount I was making from Lubbock, and I couldn't take a cut and pay too much.
Right.
And so went on, and so Glenn worked with them then, and I said, I'll just do it this way. And Barbara liked it, the kids liked it, mm-hmm. and so we just ended up, and then whenever Glenn left, and they hired Mr. Boyle, he said, you know, he was going to work it around, and so it was in my contract that when the high school position opened up, I would be given that high school position, offered it.
Right.
And so the contract was there, and so I just switched over from the middle school to the high school.
Okay.
And all, like in all things, you get an opportunity to go advance in someplace else. Somebody says, hey, I hear this principal over at high school does this and this. So I interviewed for a couple of jobs that I didn't really want.
Yeah.
But to advance, sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
And there was one job that it offered a lot more. And I came back and Barbara said, what was this? And she said, what are you worried about? And I said, well, no. And I said, it's offering a lot more money. And I just saw it. And she said, but you like what you're doing? And I said, I love what I'm doing. I have a small school.
Yeah.
The school's growing. I go in every day and I see advances made. I know that I personally am helping Howe High School develop a little bit better, improve. Mm-hmm. And I could see it. I could see it from going on. I could say, you know, like I told my high school principal, I went back to see him one time. I said, I always thought I could be a better principal than you. And he said, are you? I said, I sure am learning because I'm doing a lot of things that you did for me. And okay. But she said, there's no reason. And I said, she said, Don, money isn't the most important thing.